Welcome to episode 1002 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. The English Standard Version of James chapter 1 verse 12 reads, "Blessed is the man who remains steadfast under trial, for when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life, which God has promised to those who love him." Other versions celebrate those who are able to meet a testing challenge or those who endure temptation. Temptation, by its very nature, feels wrong. God's moral law is written in the heart of every human being, and when a sinful temptation is introduced, our consciences immediately sense danger. We all have experienced it. We resolve not to give in to temptation, but in the heat of the battle, our resolve falters, and much to our own sense of shame and self-loathing, we fall into sin. Sometimes it seems that the more we focus on not sinning, the more powerless against temptation we feel, and the more hopeless our condition appears. We wonder if indeed we are saved at all. It's hard to imagine any serious Christian who hasn't wondered about his or her own salvation, especially after having just fallen into sin. The book of James offers profound insights into the nature of temptation and how believers can navigate it. James 1 verse 15 explains that when desire is conceived, it gives birth to sin. Temptation itself is not sin. Rather, sin occurs when we act on those temptations. Understanding this distinction helps us feel empowered to resist temptation before it turns into sinful behavior. In his letter, James emphasizes that while temptation may seem satisfying in the moment, it ultimately leads to spiritual death. This calls us to look beyond the immediate gratification of sin and consider the lasting harm it can cause to our relationship with God and others.
Today's Top 10 List.
10 Lessons About Temptation That We Learn From the Book of James.
Number 1.
Temptation is a universal experience. In the second verse of the epistle, James writes, "Count it all joy, my brothers, when you meet trials of various kinds." The King James Version uses the term temptations instead of trials. James regarded trials or temptations as inevitable. He said when, not if, you fall into trials. At the same time, trials or temptations are occasions for joy, not discouraged resignation. We can count it all joy amid trials because they can be used to grow patience. Verse 13 also reminds us everyone faces temptation. It is a common human experience. No one is exempt from it. Understanding this helps believers stay vigilant and not be surprised when we are tempted.
Number 2.
God does not tempt anyone. James 1, verse 13 says, "Let no one say when he is tempted, 'I am being tempted by God,' for God cannot be tempted with evil, and he himself tempts no one." Makes it clear that God is not the source of our temptation. Temptation arises within us, not from God. God's nature is pure, and he desires to lead us toward righteousness, not into sin. How do we reconcile this with other verses in the Bible that seem to suggest that God has tempted or tested people? It's important to understand the difference between tempting, which leads to sin, and testing, which refines faith. In verse 13, the word tempt refers to an enticement to sin, something that goes against God's nature. God is holy and cannot be associated with evil, so he would never lure someone into sin. However, other verses in the Bible use the term test or tempt in a different context, referring to trials that challenge a person's faith or obedience for their spiritual growth, not for their downfall. For instance, in Genesis 22, verse 1, when it says that God tested Abraham by asking him to sacrifice his son Isaac, the Hebrew word used here can also mean tested rather than tempted. God's purpose in this situation was to strengthen Abraham's faith and trust, not to entice him to sin. Similarly, in Exodus 16, verse 4, God tests the Israelites by giving them specific instructions about gathering manna, again to see if they would obey him and grow in faith, not to lead them astray. The key difference lies in intent and outcome. Satan tempts with the intent to lead us into sin, while God allows tests and trials in our lives to build our character and faith. This is why, though God may allow difficult situations, he does so to refine us, not to cause us to fall.
Number 3.
Temptation begins with desire. According to James 1, verse 14, temptation originates from our own desires. These desires can lead us astray when we allow them to grow unchecked. Being aware of our inner desires is the first step in overcoming temptation.
Number 4.
Temptation follows a process. James 1, verses 14 to 15, outlines a process. Desire leads to temptation, which leads to sin, and eventually to death. This sequence reminds us that giving in to temptation doesn't happen suddenly. It is the result of a gradual process that we can interrupt if we are mindful.
Number 5.
Temptation can be deceptive. Verse 16 warns us not to be deceived. Temptation often disguises itself as something good or pleasurable, but it ultimately leads to negative consequences. Being aware of its deceptive nature helps us resist it.
Number 6.
Every good gift comes from God. Verse 17 teaches us that God is the giver of all good things. Temptation may promise something desirable, but it is a counterfeit of the true and good gifts that God provides. By focusing on the goodness of God's gifts, we are better equipped to resist temptation. This verse reassures that we can have victory over the temptations that so easily ensnare us. None of us, no matter how enveloped in sin, is hopeless, for our Father of lights is greater than our propensity to evil, and only in him and through his word can we have victory.
Number 7.
Endurance in temptation leads to spiritual growth. Verse 12 highlights that resisting temptation strengthens our faith and brings a spiritual reward. When we endure temptation, we are blessed and receive the crown of life that God has promised to those who love him. Note verse 3. For you know the testing of your faith produces steadfastness. Faith is tested through trials, not produced by trials. Trials reveal what faith we do have, not because God doesn't know how much faith we have, but so that our faith will be evident to ourselves and to those around us.
Number 8.
Humility is key to overcoming temptation. In James 4, verse 7, believers are called to submit ourselves to God and resist the devil. Humility before God gives us the strength to stand firm in the face of temptation. By submitting to God's authority, we align ourselves with his power and protection.
Number 9.
Resisting the devil causes him to flee. James 4:7 also promises that when we resist the devil, he will flee from us. This is an encouraging reminder that we are not helpless against temptation. With God's help, we can resist, and temptation will lose its power over us.
Number 10.
Drawing near to God is a powerful defense. James 4:8 urges believers to draw near to God, and he will draw near to us. When we are close to God, we are more aware of his presence and less likely to fall into temptation. Staying connected to God through prayer, scripture, and worship fortifies our defenses against temptation. The book of James offers us timeless wisdom on how to face temptation with strength and courage. It teaches us that while temptation is an inevitable part of life, God equips us with everything we need to resist and remain steadfast. By relying on God's power, submitting to his will, and focusing on the eternal crown of life, we can overcome every trial that comes our way. Father, thank you for your strength and guidance as we face the trials and temptations of life. Help us to rely on your wisdom and power, knowing that you are with us every step of the way. May we remain steadfast in faith and resist the enemy, trusting in your promise of eternal life. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the fullest. Today.